In local news, a group of councils across Queensland have engaged the help of Texas-based lawyers in order to help boost their renewable energy investment push. The southern US state had led the way for the country's wind energy investment and development, citing gas and coal as a means to boost the renewables industry. The team of lawyers will travel to Flinders, Hughenden, Mackay and Townsville to discuss investments in renewables for regional areas and the benefits they can reap.
Hervey Bay residents are calling on the state government to provide $720,000 in extra funding to save a free palliative care facility. The Fraser Coast Hospice is the only free end-of-life support facility in the region, but on Friday it announced it would close its doors on June 10th due to an inability to cover operational costs. There have been widespread community calls to save the facility, and all three levels of government have pledged to support the campaign. However, board chairperson Ross Zello said that larger donations are vital if the hospice is to be saved. The board of directors has until next week to find a potential donor before an independent administrator is appointed.
In national news, former and current defence personnel who have experienced sexual violence will have their gag orders waived to allow them to participate in a landmark military sexual violence inquiry. It follows calls from the Human Rights Law Centre to provide amnesty to victim survivors bound by non-disclosure agreements to enable them to share their stories. However, the government reserves its rights to confidentiality over matters including financial settlement details, and there has been no commitment to waiving NDAs beyond the purpose of the inquiry. The upcoming inquiry will cover prevention and early intervention, along with the reporting of and response to military sexual and violence, putting the military's justice system, quote, under the microscope.
A Northern Tasmanian City Council has confirmed its use of AI to assist in the production of its 10-year strategic plan, citing that it saved money and time to do so. The West Tamar Regional Council released a draft version of its decade-spanning strategic plan, in which had data synthesized by AI. Council CEO Kristen Desmond said the use of AI, quote, allowed us to have a document that's got a lot more depth at a fifth of the price. Locals have been cautious about the use of AI in the draft, but the council assured that the final document will be very different and will be more focused to the Tamar region.
In international news, funding and efforts to develop an Ebola vaccine have increased to aid the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The non-profit International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, IAVI, announced on Monday it had reached a deal with the University of Texas Medical Branch to develop the RVSV vaccine. The World Health Organization said on Saturday that its experts had determined the most promising candidate vaccine was a single-dose shot using the RVSV as a vector. Additionally, on Monday, the Gavi Vaccine Alliance announced it would make up to $69 million available for vaccine efforts in Bundibugyo.
It's slowly but surely getting warmer this morning, with the current temperature at 16 and a max of 24. It's expected to stay sunny all day, with a moderate UV of 4. The humidity is at 67%. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.